Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, so let's circle back here and get some closure from the weekend, because she was really nervous. She was going to have to make a choice here. She's trying to protect her marriage, but it might cost her her job.
Yeah, she was so deep into it that she actually wants to go to her boss and ask to be transferred to a different department because she is attracted to her coworker. She's married, but she admits that her marriage is going through rough times and she's trying to keep it together. And a coworker of hers who was very attractive has also been a good friend to her for the past couple of months. So she's starting to realize that she's developing feelings for him and that temptation is becoming a little bit too much. So she was thinking about going to the boss and asking if she could transfer to a different position where she can work from a different building or maybe even work remotely to get far away from this gorgeous man that she is struggling to contain herself around.
All right, so the follow-up is, thanks for talking to me on Friday and giving me all your different perspectives. You were all split in your opinions, so I wasn't sure what to do. I listened multiple times to the segment after you posted it to your podcast so I can hear and process all your opinions. Before I hung up with you, Bert and Kristen both said to ask for the transfer. Cassie and Mo said not to, since the issue is more with my marriage. Abby made a joke, so I'm not sure what side she was on.
Classic me.
Since the advice was split, I decided to weigh each person's advice based on their own experience. Well, this is about to get personal.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen, you are married and seem to have a strong marriage. Cassie is also married and seems to have a strong marriage. But since you both gave opposite opinions and have similar relevant experience, you've canceled each other out. So it comes down to Bert and Mo.
Oh, we just was left, huh?
Okay. I like that she at least took us first. All right, Bert, you've been married and also divorced. So I feel like you have a strong perspective on the difficulty of marriage and maybe some hindsight from having gone through a divorce. Mo, I value your perspective a lot. However, in this situation with conflicting opinions, I think I'm going to take Bert's advice and do whatever necessary to protect my marriage. I came to the decision too late on Friday. Therefore, I plan to speak to my boss today. Thank you so much for your help in talking me through it. So I love how you and I had the same advice. However, she's taking yours.
I have more. Yeah, I have more credibility than you because
you
I got divorced.
Yep.
Because I had one failed marriage behind
Guess
me.
Guess what? I'm going to let you have that.
I will. Yay!
I'll just let you have that.
I'll take all of life's little wins right now.
It's all you, boo.
Like, I'll say the same thing I said on Friday. I think it's the most precious thing in your life is your marriage and your kids. And you got to do whatever you have to do. And whatever that looks like, you don't need a definition by anybody else's marriage. Whatever that looks like, you got to do. I mean, you made a commitment to each other, right? So if you feel like there's any kind of insecurity in that commitment, I think you got to do what you got to do. And I think this is the right call.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a good move on your part, and I think some people will see it as taking it too far, but I think you're really making the right decision to value the people in your life rather than the people that are not in your life, even though I made the joke that you should hook up with them anyway, but I think this is the right call.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you do have to do what you got to do at the end of the day. I would be lying if I didn't say I feel like this is the easy way out. And it's really, I mean, it's attractive people everywhere. So I feel like you'll continue to run into this problem unless you actually address what the root of the issue is, which to me comes down to you just being an adult and be able to be loyal to your partner.
So you think this is easy, but I actually think this is hard. I think they're both hard and you have to choose your hard here. So either you choose to stay and deal with the hot coworker invading your brain, or you do a transfer and have to like go somewhere different and, you know, really solidly work on your marriage. I think
stakes are too high to have that kind of temptation right next to you every day. I think
yeah,
stakes are just too high to challenge yourself in that area. Because if you fail, you lose your husband.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I see your point. I do get it. I guess.
And I see your point, too, as far as, like, there's hot people everywhere. Yeah. Well, depending on what part of the country you live in.
There's not. Pittsburgh, for instance. I've been to Pittsburgh. None, dude.
to be fair, while there's hot people everywhere, I think there's definitely a difference when you're working with someone constantly and you're having water cooler chat and you're working on projects together and accomplishing things together. I think that builds a different level of, like, emotional intimacy to where I could see how it would blur the lines if you already find them attractive. Whereas, like, if you just go to Target, you see some hottie behind the cash register, you know, you're going to see them, look at them and go, you are a hot person, and then move on with your life. If you see somebody every day that you're working with, much, much harder.
Yeah, because you literally are having interaction and, right, it's such a different thing than just seeing. If you were falling in love with everybody you saw that was hot, then I would agree with you, but this is an intimate situation,
Bert,
right?
But how are you able to cope and deal with all these hotties you have to work with every single day?
Yeah, look at you.
Because they're on other shows.
The man knew what he was doing.
So I think we solved this. Look, if you're having any kind of problem at work with somebody you're attracted to, just ask for a transfer to Pittsburgh.
Run away. Just run away.
I think we figured it out.
Flee all your problems and you will be a happy person.
The Bert Show.